Our good mate from Melbourne, Dean Lester, is joining us. Morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Been a lot of discussion. You would have just heard, I hope, the barrier draw.
Yes.
And it's probably reshaped it a little bit with the favourites drawing wide. But we spoke with Kieran Maher earlier, and he seemed to be really happy. And I thought I'd just get you on because many listeners around Sydney and New South Wales maybe don't know a lot about Merchant Navy. He just looks a nice racing, tractable type.
Yeah, he does. They've worked very hard on that. I think he was a little bit aggressive in his trials before he went to the races for the first time. And basically his first preparation was about teaching him to settle and race tractably. And in that, they got three wins on end as well. So it was a good first preparation. And the first up win was good. He beat Booker, who ran well on Saturday. It's a step up again, but gee, the barrier draw has been a great asset to him because he just needs cover, and from barrier two, he can let a bit of speed go across him, but he might not be as far back as sometimes we've seen him in the past.
Yeah, it was interesting. That was one comment from Kieran Maher earlier, that off the distance there at Caulfield, that he did get a long way back rather than where he'd prefer to be, but you know, in a race?
Yeah, I just think the day at the races, as much as anything, will just have sharpened him up, and he's done a lot of work the Sydney way of going for a long time, so this has been a long time in the planning, and he certainly will go up there in good order, I'd imagine, with this and then the Caulfield Guineas in mind. Whether he's quite sharp enough to beat these horses at 1400, we'll see on Saturday, but he's been well prepared. Now, Kieran's done a beautiful job with him.
And when people see him in the yard, is he a good looking type?
He's not over big. He's not, you won't see a big strapping sort of colt, but he's a really neat horse, and he's certainly got a great presence about him, but he's not over tall.
Duff's just sent me a text, and I do appreciate it because this field has literally come out with a barrier draw. But
yep.
He said Paul Perry's pair, Parast and the Mission. The Mission's drawn 3 and Parasta's drawn 5. They're the speed.
Speed, yep.
Gold Standard, who's drawn 10, can be aggressive.
I think he'll push across for sure. Yeah.
Okay, and then Minari comes across maybe with Gold Standard from that draw, hoping to get in. It'd be interesting to see because with Minari, they've sort of been sort of happy to sort of just settle off the pace, but it might be a bit different being a million-dollar race, mightn't it?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And Pariah, too, when he won first up, he was ridden back and through the field. So from that draw, they might have to concede and go back again and take their chances there. But I would think there'd be no shortage of speed there looking at it.
And that will suit the Merchant Navy.
It will, yeah. I really find it sort of hard to line him up. There's only one little form line you can line him up with. When he won at Flemington, he beat Speed Street, who ran third, and Speed Street was about 3 lengths or so behind Minari and those sort of horses. So that's a little form line, but he's certainly a talent.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're looking forward to seeing him. I think the one plus two also is that, okay, they were disappointed they didn't get a run in the autumn, but he's had gallops the Sydney way in Sydney.
He's been to Sydney, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He was all set to go and just didn't quite work out. But he's in good shape.
Not an overly big horse, but can let down pretty good.
Yep. Yeah, I think, you'll see a very well-prepared horse on Saturday. Kieran's been very focused at this race, especially, and then into the Caulfield Guineas. So it's probably the best prepared horse at a Melbourne stable have sent to the Golden Rose probably since Turak Toff when he won it. So, we'll see how we go.
Good on you, Dean. Really appreciate you coming on and just enlightening our audience a bit more on Merchant Navy.
Well, unbiased view anyway, because my Melbourne counterpart, he's got a small share in the horse,
Mark Hunter.
And,
Mark Hunter's just, yep.
Yeah, it's hard getting an unbiased opinion about it from him. It's like talking about the Bulldogs to him.
Yeah, no, well, he was $26 when the market opened,
yep.
And he remained that quote through until the 12th of September when he shortened to 9, and now he's $8 Merchant Navy from Barrier 2.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's about what he should be.
Good on you, Dean. Really, thank you for that info for our listeners, and we'll hear from you during the week.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there, giving us a bit more on Merchant Navy heading towards Saturday.